This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Michael K. Show, everybody. We opened the show talking about Kyrie and the story by Shams Charania in The Athletic saying that, you know, they're in an impasse, Kyrie and the Nets, about his contract. And, you know, in play now, the Clippers, the Lakers, and the Knicks. And, you know, if you were listening to Barton Hahn, and you should, they're on every day from noon to 3 right before our show, you would know how Alan feels about it. But if you missed it, well, we certainly wanted to bring in Alan and let him vent on our show as well. Alan, you don't think there's any validity to him going to the Knicks, right?
None. Zero. There wasn't any, like, it's just leverage play, as I said, and it's, you know, it's the stupid season like we always get to once the regular season's over, and that's where we're at right now. But I just find that, and I heard you saying it at the beginning, it's Kyrie Irving is showing you, and the people around him are showing you, that they just have an inflated opinion of what he is. It's not about his talent anymore. It's like this idea that you are completely unaware of what the entire league thinks of you right now after what you've put Brooklyn through over the last couple of years and also what happened in Boston. There's a consistency about you, and it's a negative consistency. And I'm curious to see if the Nets just stare him down on this, knowing that there's no one else in the league that's going to give him what he thinks he's worth right now. He's not worth that right now. And to use the Knicks and the Lakers as an example of, like, this veiled threat of, well, these two teams will go get him, is you're not even doing your damn homework, because neither team has the ability to go get him at all. So that's what makes this report so maddening. Anybody in their right mind who would hear this would say, those two teams can't get him. You know, the whole story is the impasse, which we all saw coming. But everything after that is BS.
But is that what we've resorted to now, just fake leverage? Because you make things up, but you don't even make things up that make any sense, Alan. That's what drives me crazy. It's like, if you do your homework, you realize that this isn't leverage at all.
No, it's not. That's why if you're Sean Marks, if you're Joe Tsai, you are just looking back at him like, yeah, okay, whatever. This is our offer. This is what you're getting. If you don't like it, you just won't play, which, by the way, we're kind of used to that anyway. Like, then where else is he going? Who else? I think there's three teams in the league that actually have some semblance of cap space. This is not the offseason. Like Bobby Marks said that to me, or to Bart and I on our show, is that this wouldn't be the summer to have any leverage because no one has cap space this summer. So there's no leverage for you. So it's either play it out and actually play a full season, prove yourself, and then now we're really up against it, or go ahead and test free agency and you'll come back and have to take what we offer you. And in fact, if I'm them, if you don't sign this, go into free agency, drag this thing out, make it more miserable for us, that number we just gave you, it's going down.
Now, don't you think, Alan, that in order for him to play this game, or the Nets to play this game, which is the right play, they've got to be signed off with Durant? There's no way they could do this without Durant approving, right?
Yeah, I believe that. I think we all kind of understand that Kevin Durant wanted James Harden to go to Brooklyn. They got him there. That was supposed to be the three that get it done. The relationship that broke down between Harden and Kyrie has been well documented. And I think James Harden looked at the situation there thinking, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't come here for this. And the minute he had a chance to get out of there, he forced his way out of there. And I think if you're Kevin Durant, you're kind of, I think he's disappointed. And so it's already an issue. And if you're the Nets, you're crazy to not involve him, at least in the plan. Like, hey, look, this is what we're doing, just so you know. He's not going to like it, but this is what we've got to do. At least keep him in the loop so he's not feeling like, you know, you're doing this out of pocket. But I just wonder if Kevin publicly will take his teammate's side because he feels it's the right thing to do, but privately there's that understanding of, I understand what they're doing, I know why they're doing it, and we've just got to work through this.
isn't the right play for Kyrie, though, to opt in, play this year, play like Kyrie Irving can play, and then you could command this kind of king's ransom in guaranteed money? Because I don't see him getting it if he opts out.
I don't think he wants to do that for several reasons. One of them is he might not trust his own body to be able to play 70-plus games and then give you a playoff run as well. And I think they've reached that point of saturation of him finding reasons to not play, whether it's I need a rest tonight. Like, you're seeing the league starting to move its way away from this idea of rest and load management. That was a thing for a couple of years here, but more and more you're seeing a lot of players don't want to do it, and there's a lot of moving away from it. But he's all for it. It's the reason why he didn't want Kenny Atkinson as the head coach. Kenny wanted to practice a lot. Kenny wanted long practices. He wanted to go through things. And they, you know, and Kyrie's like, I'm not about that. Don't want to do that. And so that's where I'm wondering if the Nets are realizing we can't have that. We have to have practice. We've got to have our players available to us. And that's where I wonder if that impasse includes that. You need to play X amount of games. You have to play. You have to be available. And so for him to play out this last year of his option, his option year, would mean he'd have to play a lot. Because if he still is taking time off, at the end of this, the Nets could still say to him, yeah, no, we're still not doing it. And the rest of the league could probably say the same thing.
Yeah, but other than Oklahoma City and a couple of other teams that are bad, he's not going to get no chance of getting this money anywhere. So he's kind of in a really bad situation.
He almost has to have his best season and win a championship for him to gain any leverage back.
Right.
I really feel like that. Like, he's at that point now where I think he's burned a lot of trust in those who are decision makers around the league. Players love him. Players have respect for him because of his talent. So you're never going to see players grumble that much about him. There'll be guys who do, but not a ton of players. But the decision makers, the guys who write the checks, I think he's burned all his trust with them.
And you'd think, Alan, he has to play a minimum of what? A minimum 65 games for anyone to sort of
70.
Have any faith.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, and at a high level, too. And that's the other question, because not only does he not want to play a lot for various reasons, but he does get hurt. And if you're him, it's probably that fear of, what if I get hurt? Because now you're getting even less. Because that's another thing that has chased him throughout his career, is an injury factor. So it is a gamble either way. But if the Nets are offering you, and I'm just guessing here, let's say a 3-year extension, because I'd want it to be equal to Kevin Durant, so you're both up together at the same time. If it's going to be something like that, I'm not guaranteeing the other 2 years. And I might even put stipulations on the guarantees for the first year, to be honest with you. So that's where I believe the impasse is going to be. But he might not have a choice. If he wants it, he's got to take it and then live up to whatever the demands are of the contract, which for him would be the first time maybe since his entry-level contract that he's had to do that.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so Alan, explain something to me. How is Ivy see himself going to the Knicks when they don't have a pick in the top five?
Bing bong!
Yeah, it's Sue Bird, by the way, is one of us. I love that.
Yeah,
This is giving me Steph Curry vibes, guys. This has got that feeling, because he didn't even work out for the Kings. And they didn't have the fourth pick in the draft,
and he even worked out for them. And he's supposed, all the mocks have him going fourth. So right away, it's kind of giving you, it's letting them know, yeah, don't draft me, which is literally, I covered it, guys, I was there. Steph Curry, this is the amazing story about his whole success there in Golden State. They told Golden State, don't draft him. Golden State wanted him to come for workouts. He said no, declined. They were making it clear, don't draft me. He wanted to go to New York. And then they drafted him anyway and kept him. Like that's so the vibes I'm getting is sort of the same thing. Do the Kings just say, don't care where you want to go. The Knicks are going to have to offer us a lot, and they might not have enough to offer for the fourth pick. So if you're the Knicks, I've been saying this, this kid wants to play for you. I'm offering anything not named R.J. Barrett to get him. I'm doing it. You have future firsts. You have Dallas's pick. What do you want? Let's get this done. Because that kid's special, and you put him and R.J. together, and you've got a backcourt for 10 to 15 years.
Now, Alan is hosting our draft coverage right here on ESPN Radio, so you'll want to tune in for that. And, Alan, before we go, I'd like you to tell the whole world that's listening, all around the country, on this show, the three guys that host this show, who's the only one that wished you a happy birthday yesterday?
Oh, no.
Wow. Wow.
I didn't know. So
you mean the
happy
host
birthday.
Only,
I didn't know.
Only the hosts. Right?
And when did I do it? In the middle of a Yankee game. Right, Alan?
When he found out.
That part blew me away. Yeah. I was actually going to text you, don't you have the game? Aren't you doing a game? But I figured it was commercial or whatnot. But, yes, Michael, you did. It meant the world to me, as you know. And I appreciate it. I'm sure the other two guys were a little busy. It, you know, for Don, it was Father's Day. It's very important. For Peter, it was something, I guess.
I'll tell you this right now. When I fill you in, Alan, I got the best excuse in the book.
But I don't. My excuse is I didn't know. And Michael didn't know. That's why he texted you in the middle of a Yankee game, because that's when he found out.
But I found out, didn't I?
But I didn't find out. No, because it was Father's Day. I wasn't on social media. Everything was a rumor. I was at Wild West City with the kids.
But you couldn't have been more busy than doing a Yankee Blue Jay game 10-9. You couldn't have been
more
busy.
But if somebody at Wild West City say, hey, partner, it's Alan Hahn's birthday today, I would have been like, okay. I would have taken a second and I would have sent them a text.
Well, Facebook tells you.
Yeah.
You know,
all right, first of all,
I always find out people's birthday.
I'm not an 18-year-old mental patient, so I'm not on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Right? And I'm out with my children on Father's Day, and I didn't know. Happy birthday, brother. I'm sorry. If I knew, I would have reached out.
Don,
but I didn't know.
Don, to be honest with you, Don, you're actually the demographic of the typical Facebook user, to be brutally honest. So the fact that you didn't get the alert, or you saw it and just kind of like, eh, whatever, like ignored it, you know, that's the part. You know, just like I heard before.
Anything.
I'm sorry I'm not Richard Marx. I'm sorry I'm not, you know.
Well, listen, none of us can claim that.
No one's Richard Marx.
No one's Richard Marx.
Except Richard Marx. Richard Marx is Richard Marx.
And but happy birthday.
I know is that Michael Kay, during a Yankees broadcast, wished me a happy birthday, and that might have been the special moment of the day for me.
You know what? I try to make people happy, Alan. These guys don't care. That's all.
It's like Make-A-Wish, you know?
Well,
but wouldn't the really nice move, if Michael didn't only care about himself, the move would have been for him to hit us up and say, hey, guys, make sure you reach out to Alan.
Oh, really? I have to make sure you guys are human beings? No, that's not my job.
But you didn't want to do that. You wanted to get the credit yourself.
He wanted to win. He wanted to win.
He wants to win.
And
he doesn't really care.
Yeah.
He got the win.
Guys, I'm still here. What am I, a charity case? Like, I need Michael to reach out to people?
Because I'm going to tell you how it really went. Peter was busy. I was oblivious.
He won. He's feeling it. Like, you got to reach out to him. Make him feel better. Like, I'm not a charity case. You care about me? You say happy birthday. You don't care
the way,
about me?
Well, I mean, no. This is what happened. Who are you doing the game with this weekend, Michael, again?
This weekend?
Yeah.
Paul O'Neill.
Paul.
The great.
Yeah.
And he went to Paul and said, I'm going to give Alan a thrill here. I'm going to text him during the game. That's the way it went down.
No,
I didn't know. Peter didn't know.
That is not, first of all, Paul's in a television box. He's not next to me that I could say that.
Right.
He's max headroom this year, okay?
You can't talk during a break?
No, we can't talk during a break. I could text him. You think I texted him that I'm going to text Allen?
No, because he wouldn't think of that as a thrill.
Allen,
I didn't know.
On.
I apologize.
Yeah, we love you, Allen.
Fix the lamp.
No, you know what? I don't apologize. I didn't know. Okay, I don't know why. I don't know why I had to know. All right, I wasn't on Twitter where the little balloons go up. I didn't get the alert on Facebook. I'm sorry. I apologize. I love you. I think you're a fabulous host. I didn't know it was your birthday, and I'm not sorry about it.
Wow.
To be honest with you, it's really not that big of a deal. But thank you, though.
And we'll be listening tomorrow from noon to 3 with you. And, Bart, thank you, Allen.
Thanks, guys. All the best. All
right. Bye,
we'll
Alan.
Come back, and we'll talk about Don insulting a crowd of harness racing aficionados.
Cannot wait to hear that.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's really, if you're thinking about, like, listening to music, now's not the time.
No.
Because this is the encapsulation of Don LaGreca, colon, human being. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.